The Rancor's Brothel presents... A Dungeons & Dragons adventure.
I would lay my body down beneath the sky and make an offering up to the night and let my spirit wander towards the light. If I could speak to you one more time.
Tomb of Annihilation.
If missing
So are we checking out the temple then?
Sure.
I think that's, makes sense.
All right, check it out.
Who all is checking it out? Eku will not go in.
Okay.
Because she's an NPC.
And the shield guardian.
Yeah.
Is the shield guardian going in?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure. I love how detailed their maps are, but they're not easy to read without, like, being visually enhanced.
Enhance!
Are we about to dungeon crawl? Oh, wait. Is this the Tomb of Annihilation?
Bum, bum. Dun, 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 dun.
It's the House of Man and Crocodile. So assuming that we are entering a dungeon of some sort, what is the marching order?
Fodder's leading the way as
always. No, I don't think that's how that works.
I'll lead. I've got the AC of 18.
There you go.
You think you want Wilson in the back?
No, actually, let's put Wilson in the front.
Yeah. Okay. You know, we won't really detect many traps that way.
He'll trigger him. He's 10 feet ahead of us.
Well, we can also tell him to stop if we see anything suspicious.
Don't you have thieves' tool stuff? Did you not take it?
I have stealth. I don't know if I have sleight of hand. I don't know if I have
this guy made a return.
Ooh, the Grey Raider.
He's finally got an official.
Nice.
Box.
They changed the way it looks.
CR 12, though.
So bad.
What do you use for disabling traps these days?
Thieves' tools and a proficiency in it.
Yup.
So I don't need sleight of hand?
No, sleight of hand is something else.
I do not have thieves' tools.
I do. I was just hoping you were better at them. Because I'm an urban bounty hunter, which comes with thieves' tools proficiencies.
Is that just like a feat you take?
Well,
then?
If you're proficient, then I guess your dex is the thing.
Yeah.
I'm a jack of all trades.
You've got pretty good dex.
Yeah.
What's your dex?
Not great. 18.
With 18? Yeah. It's one better.
Yeah. So I can add my proficiency bonus.
Yeah, he can't.
Yeah.
Right? Are you you're not proficient? No, no. Then yeah, you're better at it anyway. Yeah.
So did we establish a marching order?
I'm guardian in front of me, then me.
Then I'll go.
Okay. I will say as you first start to go in, you can see a it seems like not too long of a hall, but it is very dark moving forward.
I mean, almost as soon as you step
Let's
light up Wilson. You want to light up Wilson?
I have dark vision 60.
Fair enough.
Dark vision? Dark vision is actually not the panacea it used to be. It kind of blows in 5th edition.
I can still see as if it were dim light.
Right. So. I'm not saying it's useless. I'm just saying when I first saw dark vision, I was like, yeah, and then I was like, oh.
I also have dark vision.
So you are not lighting
up
the golem?
Do we want to light up the golem?
I want you to
be fair,
light.
He is a shield guardian. We keep calling him a golem, but he is a shield guardian.
Yep.
I've done this joke already with you, but not here, so, right. Okay.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Guys, I have an idea.
Are you wearing a helmet? Doesn't it have to be on an object?
Yeah.
An object? You tell me this isn't an object? I object, sir.
Are you marching single file, or are you marching 2x2?
I'm casting light on
Josh's hand. Is it wide enough to march 2x2?
Yeah, it's 10 feet wide.
Oh, in that case, I'll be next to the shield guardian.
There you go. Those two up front.
Okay. So you two are up front?
Then Paul and I next.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
I'm all alone.
Although, if you have to check for traps, you're going to be coming up to the front pretty quick.
Oh, that's true.
Well,
do you actually want light on your head?
Yes.
Okay, then I do.
I can't see in the dark.
Okay. All right. He's got a little miner's lamp now.
Bing!
That doesn't play hell with the dark vision as it goes shining and you got that bouncing light.
Strobe light.
So the ceiling here is 23 feet high and covered with cobwebs, and the stone-tiled floor beneath you is covered with thick layers of mud, creeping vines, blown-in leaves, etc.
It's so thick. How about we cast it on my junk? Mm-hmm. That way, if I need a light, I just hit the button.
I thought that spring broke.
I fixed it.
Okay.
I'm not letting my dick spring go unsprung.
You gotta oil that thing so it works properly.
What are the odds of it breaking again?
Moving forward?
Yeah.
Are you going for a joke? I'm not sure if you're
fishing. You used to yell, never tell me the odds.
Oh. Did you just tell me? Well, no, you didn't tell me the odds. I don't know the odds.
Oh, okay,
you're
right.
If they haven't been established, then I have no
reason. Oh, so that's why you didn't react.
Yeah, but I'm loyal to everyone. Friends. Sorry, I'm loyal to friends. Everyone else can eat dicks.
Oh.
That's what the book said. Huh.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Oh. Moving forward,
yep.
Wilson and Nolan Kingsong proceed into the House of Man and Crocodile. I need dex checks from number two in line.
Huh?
You
what
guys.
Do you mean? Oh, our second row?
Yep.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
12.
Is it a dexterity saving throw?
It's right? Time.
Is this an 8?
6.
20.
Yeah, sorry.
One day. So, Nolan Kingsong moves forward along with Wilson. Wilson's probably the issue, for starters. But you take about 3 steps in past the recessed opening, and the floor just goes underneath you in a large 10x10 section. Apparently, Paul Slayman is able to stop, but it looks like Bork is not able to not continue forward into the pit as it opens up in front of him.
We never took off the climber's kit.
Yeah! So I pull you in with me.
We tied it around your neck.
Do you remember?
Hey, he didn't fall, guys. He's still alive. Just climb back up.
Bork.
Just Bork.
Bork.
Bork, clap if you can breathe.
Oh, no. We lost Bork.
So what is it again? How much is damage again, Dave? Is it
first 10 feet are free. After that, it's a D6.
He's a monk, though. He's got slow fall.
Oh, do you have slow fall yet?
Not yet, does he?
So I have a Featherfall trinket. Is that only for me?
So I give it to him?
No, I mean, can I cast it as if I know the spell Featherfall?
Hey, Fudge, give me a perception check.
Uh-oh, it's not going to be good.
It never is.
No, it's at 4th level. You get slow fall.
Ah, one off.
Is that an 8?
Yeah, after the first... In 3-5, after the first 10 feet of the D6.
No.
So 20 feet would be... 20 feet is just a single D6 of damage.
Oh, God, we gotta fix this. 8?
I don't think that changed.
Yeah. We got an 8 for perception.
Sweet.
Although he's trained in athletics. Parkour, man. Let him roll
out. So, 3 damage from... 3 damage to Bork, the Shield Guardian, and Nolan Kingsong as they hit the bottom of the pit.
Oof. Luckily, it is... got more people than just...
It is not... Yeah. It is not unspiked, it is unspiked. It is not, it's just a straight shaft down, but it was an unpleasant fall.
Oh, so this is not a intentional pit trap. This is just a weak floor and a big golem.
Oh, no. As you get closer, you absolutely see it was trapped.
Hey, guys, let me disarm this real quick.
Ass.
Got it.
As you drop down, like I said, it is 10, it is a, the section that dropped out is essentially 10 by 10. You do notice that the obviously, you'd have to have it hinged, so it was clearly on some sort of bar that released. As you're looking at it, you're not quite sure how the mechanism released. You're not sure what triggered it exactly. You're assuming weight, but you don't know for sure. Mm-hmm. There is a little bit of a ledge left around the outsides. You don't see how to set the floor back up, but you do think that if you wanted to, that ledge, it wouldn't be easy to shimmy, but you could shimmy.
Stonebold, get to the other side and pull us up.
How are we going to get the golem out of this hole?
Why don't you climb up the golem onto the other side, and then we just tell him to get out.
All right. I'll climb onto the shoulders of the golem.
Yeah, he can just lift you. He's a golem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Joker's telling me to shimmy across.
Shimmy, shimmy.
Shimmy, shimmy.
So we're 10 feet down?
Yeah. Okay. And the golem's enormous, so
until I get held up like Simba to the other side.
And I'm going to tell him to carry me across the pit. I'm not going to shimmy. We already got a golem in place to avoid this.
Fair enough. Yeah, I will say you'll be able to do that. That's not too hard to do. The question is, how do you get the golem out? Because it is farther down. The golem can't reach up to the edge. It is fairly smooth stone construction.
Is that bar still in there that it was? The door was on?
There's probably, as you fell, there are probably various things that fell. You could probably make a strength check to pull him up. It's just going to take some significant strength.
Four of
Can
us.
Golems leap?
Well, let's try and pull him up with his help, and then we'll do the jump leap. So everybody makes strength so we can help.
I got a 13.
13's not bad. Not great. Not
20.
Bad. Solid.
I just give him one hand, like, come with me, buddy. And then pull him out.
Is that two?
Yep.
14.
And 12.
It takes some effort.
Takes some doing.
Yeah, it does.
Kick but your legs.
We put a harness
kick
on
your
him.
Legs.
It kind of shimmies its way up. You don't know how the hell you're going to get it back across the other side easily, but...
Same thing.
Running leap.
Chung, 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 chung.
Meow.
He's got a big old wingspan. We're going to make him, like, put his tiptoes on one ledge and his fingertips on the other.
So.
He's going to be buried in this temple. Along with us.
One of us. One of us.
So as you, you do see that there's about another 10 by 10, 10 by 20 section to cross, and then you're moving towards, like, almost a blank wall.
Okay. Perhaps, why don't you guys let me try and go first?
Why don't you check for traps? Yes.
Yeah. We'll see what I can do here. I'm not the best as far as perception goes.
Perception check, Josh?
Yep. Give me a boost.
I'll help you.
He meant cast a spell, bard boy.
Something. Give me something. What do you got? What can you do to help?
I can inspire you.
Okay. And that lets me add a d6 after I roll?
Do you have to? I forget how it's... How my class works.
Yes.
Okay.
What'd you get, Josh?
I'm using my inspiration point to reroll.
That good?
That's what I got.
That good?
Yeah.
And is it lower?
Ooh, 17. Plus, so I got a 20.
As you're moving forward, you can see that there are...
You didn't use my inspiration, you used a DM inspiration.
Yeah,
right?
I used a point, because we don't know what yours does.
No, it adds a D6 to your roll.
Right, but is it something I can spend whenever? Is it after I roll? Is it before I know the result?
It's within 10
it's
minutes.
It's before you know the result.
Yeah. Well, I'll save it for when I try and disarm whatever is about to kill him.
You do see that moving forward, there are a couple of spots in the wall that clearly
are gonna shoot
move. It's bigger than that.
Oh, okay.
Whatever is behind that recession is not like pew. It's
okay.
Bigger and wider.
So with a 20, do I find the trigger?
Probably.
It's pronouns.
Ah,
what is?
That's the trigger.
So triggered.
Well, you do realize
you
that
know, in Latin, Jehovah starts with an I.
You do realize that, in fact, as you're looking at it a little bit, you realize that some sort of you start examining it, you know. Stonebolt gets down on his hands and knees and kind of scrapes away the dirt and stuff. You realize that some sort of, like, scything blade comes swinging out and that there are two sets of them.
Nice.
Only the penitent man will pass.
Yeah. But no, I don't see how it's triggered. I just found it.
Yeah. Which is weird.
Okay.
You don't have a... There's no... As you're looking around, there's no mechanical release for these doors. Just kind of like there was no mechanical... release for the other trap.
Okay.
Make me an investigation roll.
I actually have that. All right. Ooh, so that's a 5.
Hey.
Plus 2 is 7.
Hey.
I'm not going to blow Fodder's inspiration on that.
I mean, I can cast a bunch of them. It's not a big deal.
Maybe it's just a trigger that you can't see. You definitely know what's going to happen, so you could just kind of probably wedge something in there to keep the door from opening and doing whatever the hell it's going to do. But you don't exactly... The trigger doesn't make any sense to you.
Okay.
Something must be hidden in the floorboards where you can't see it, or, you know, interworked into the stone, but if that's true, then there's no trigger to step on that then triggers it. Like, you're very confused.
I still don't get it yet.
Correct.
All right. Well, I will try my thieves' tools to disable... so that the blades don't able.
You know right now if you just, because of the way that they're recessed in, so they would have to come out. If you just wedge something in there to keep those doors from opening, it's easy peasy.
Okay.
Ooh, 7.
So that'll be a 13, and I'll go ahead and use this.
Fair enough.
All right.
18. Oh, yeah. No problem. I mean, like, you just take a... You take a piton out of the climbing kit or something. I mean, just bang, bang, and you just kind of... You're still not sure...
Decorating, boys.
You're still not sure what's going to happen.
I'm going to inform the party about that.
Well, how about we have Wilson go first?
Is anybody trained in Arcana?
Yeah.
Yes.
This guy is. They both are.
Make an Arcana roll?
Now, to be fair, trained means that I'm not in the negatives. Oh, that worked out. 16.
Sorry, I tried to roll a d12. Where is my...
That's also a
D12. Yeah, hang on.
Bottom left. Kipping yourself there. Hey.
19 plus 21. Something.
You have two.
Two. Is it two? But I'm trained?
Yes. Two's for your proficiency.
Okay.
Your intelligence you don't have zero.
Intelligence.
Oh, okay.
That's why. Mm-hmm. And you have an expert in it, so you're okay. 21.
Our two mages
have... I mean...
no intelligence.
It's clearly a magical trigger of some sort. It doesn't make any sense to you how this could be mechanical. There's something...
But they don't have any insight on what the magic trigger is?
Well, as long as it is disabled, doesn't much matter if it's triggered.
Well, but there are going to be more of them, and if we can stop whatever magic triggers any of it...
Yes, well, I don't happen to be able to dispel it, so... Got to make do with what we have.
you
guys
so
are wizards!
walking past?
Yep.
Same order?
Yeah.
Yarp.
Yeah, I'll just keep looking out for traps.
Guardian goes first.
No, I'm going to keep an eye out for traps.
Well, no, I meant specifically to pass the one you just disabled in case something happens.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, yeah.
As the shield guardian walks by, you kind of cocoon as you hear something tried to trigger, but your pitons are holding it in place.
Excellent.
Yep.
Everybody else going?
Why is Grady about to roll dice? I don't want to go.
I'll go.
So what's left? Is it just like the remainder of the hallway until a door?
There's a... This is going to be very hard to describe, so I'll do my best. It's a really interesting thing, but first you have to get... There is definitely a wall ahead of you, but the ceiling here is 23 feet high, which is huge. I mean, that you're talking churches, cathedrals, that's the only thing that you can see. There's a wall in front of you, but the wall is only like 8-10 feet high.
So it's just sticking out of a wall?
There is clearly an open space. And you do remember, you're kind of going into a plateau that is...
It's a freestanding wall.
Yes, but it does run edge to edge. So there's nowhere to turn. Right. You have to go to this wall. It's like a climbing wall in gym. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Well, then...
Are the walls, like, on all sides smooth? Are they decorated? Are there runes?
Just
kind of like natural caverns?
As you go and kind of sweep it aside, it's mostly undecorated. You might have seen a few motifs of the man and crocodile on the exterior reflects. If anything, it reads to you more as temple than anything else. I don't want to quite say a worship to the concept, because it doesn't look like there's any rooms for worshippers or anything, but who's going next?
I will use Mage Hand and just sort of like tap the wall multiple places from where we are.
Yeah, you can kind of just bang, 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 bang. I mean, clearly where Stonebold marked, like you get that lovely hollow sound, like there is a recession there, where wherever was popping out is supposed to pop out, but you don't find any hidden triggers or any surprising spots.
Well.
So we all walking past the traps then?
Yeah, I'm next.
Okay. They don't bang when Josh goes by.
I'll go.
They do bang when Flynn goes by.
Should I do... I can't do another Arcana check, right?
For?
To discern, like, why these noises are...
Well, you know that something's banging against the trap that Josh sealed.
Okay.
But what is puzzling is that you've seen at least one party member walk across. It recognized the construct.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't happen for the barbarian.
Is he... You're not wearing any magical items, are you?
Shoot, I'm all kinds of magic.
It's going bang when I walk by. I got magic items on. I'm going to walk by. We'll see what...
Are you wearing any?
It does bang.
No.
Yeah. He doesn't have any magic items either.
Okay.
I don't.
I'd like to say I was catching Charmanders while solving this puzzle.
Uh-huh.
And Dave, you following along?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. bang, bang, bang. But Stonebolt's got it locked in place.
All right.
Okay.
So make it up to this wall. Is there a door in this wall?
No, there is not.
So we just have to climb it.
Yes.
Good thing we have climber's kits.
Uh-huh. It's not that high. How tall are you, Josh?
How high are you, Josh?
So high.
Baby.
I can't remember if I made this guy short or fat. Is there a place to write?
I was just trying to think. I couldn't think of anyone who would naturally be tall like except for Josh.
Yeah. Yeah, I think this guy is like 5'4".
Okay.
Yeah.
So no one is... It's a 7-foot high wall. It's not. Massive. Warrior.
I mean, I'm a half orc.
We also have a guardian that can just lift us up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he's tall enough that he can just pull himself over.
Yeah, I'm just gonna pull myself over. Oh, I want to pull up and peek.
Yeah.
As you pull up and peek, Flynn, no peeking. You see a floor. Again, it's probably a 10x20 floor, roughly. You see. So this will be. Give me a second.
One.
He shouted into the night.
As the cow died.
As you kind of just pull yourself up and peek, right? You see that the floor of this next level up is tiled. There seems to be just enough room for a person to...
get fucked.
You could pull yourself up and stand, but there's like maybe just enough room to hold your shoes, and then the tiles start. It covers the floor from wall to wall, clear back to another 7-foot high ledge.
Mm. So it's like big stairs.
Kinda, yeah. A little bit.
With traps to keep out visitors.
Visitors.
Good luck. All right. So I'm going to stand up on that little ledge and just kind of peep around at the tiles.
You want me to go and try and...
Well, move so we can get up.
Isn't it like 10 feet wide?
Not the ledge.
I say the ledge is about this wide. So the floor starts, but it's clearly some sort of
Width-wise. Yeah, like it's stand about next to me.
Yeah, no, he could come up and you know step tiptoes.
I know what you meant. I'll come up and stand next to you.
See, Paul gets it.
But if you think about the angle at which you're at, even though you're 6'5", 6'6", or whatever, because you're a distance back from that wall, you can't see over the next wall.
Right.
I'm going to do a perception just to look at the row of tiles.
Does that next wall run up to the ceiling or not?
No. The next wall is, like you said, yeah.
15 to look at, scope out the first row of tiles.
They definitely do depress.
These look depressing.
What are you waiting for?
There any
for
like,
you! Come on up!
There are like stones on the floor.
Fine.
There are Wilson's. I mean, you have stuff in your pack. Yeah, like, you could... You have a rock in your shoe.
Like, on the... Like, in the tiles, see if any...
So what I should describe is that this is a row... The tiles are 4x4, so there's 16 total tiles.
Okay.
However, that math works out in a 10x10, 10x20 space.
So the hallway's 20 feet long, 10 feet wide, and we've got 16 tiles covering that space.
Yeah.
Except for the little lip at the beginning.
Yeah, you got a little lip on the beginning where you can kind of stand and survey this.
Are the tiles each the same?
Yes, they appear identical.
So these tiles aren't covered in gunk like the entire hallway behind us?
No.
Okay.
You would imagine, at least from a vague perspective, the junk and detritus and stuff would be blown in by storms. Yeah, this is the next sort of stair level up.
Okay.
We're going to have to play that wizard's chess.
Oh, was that 3D?
What?
I don't think so. Oh, like in Harry Potter.
Yeah.
I play dragon chess.
What?
I play dragon chess.
What?
He likes I'm proficient in dragon chess across his chest.
Oh, that makes more sense. I'll be.
All right.
You
call the shots then.
So is everybody trying to... You can't all fit on the ledge, so...
I'm waiting until these jokers, even though I told them, they watched me disable the last one.
Wait, I'm trying to figure out the
You're the only
Why
person that's still down there.
How wide is this?
10.
Oh, okay, yeah, we can't.
It's 10 from wall to wall, it's 10. Okay. It's like...
Stonebolt, this looks trapped. Come and untrap it.
I will get down.
Why don't you all get down and let me get up there so that if something explodes, it doesn't get all of us.
Get down!
Okay. I climb down.
I'll climb up.
Okay.
And then I will try and work magic on the traps.
Okay.
Will you inspire me?
You've already inspired.
I've already used it.
Yeah, I'll do it again.
I like the idea that that's his inspiration. Like, send me a song of battle. You're already inspired.
Yes.
Yeah. You're right.
I can feel the magic surging through my veins.
I just needed you to tell me.
I'm getting a My Name is Bruce feel where Fodge doesn't actually do anything mechanically. He just keeps going, yeah, go fight him. And they're like, I have the great words from the bod. I cannot lose.
You're healed. I don't feel much better, but I trust you.
Why do we fall, Master Wade?
So I get up on the lip.
Yep.
Survey the tiles. I'm going to take out the hag's head from my pack.
Sure.
For luck.
And I'm gonna try and throw it past the first four to hit some of the second four.
Okay. Yeah, you can do that.
All right. Does it do anything?
Would you like to make...
But first, I'm going to tie rope to the hair.
Okay. Yeah.
Got to be able to retrieve.
Would you like to make me a dexterity saving throw?
With advantage, because I'm a barbarian.
Sure.
So I can be there in D20. I may not be good at disarming traps, but I'm okay at avoiding them.
Let me get all my dice here.
All right. That's one I like. 18.
So you only take half.
Nice.
Are you raging? Is it half again?
Nope.
18. So you toss the head.
Mm-hmm.
The head lands on a tile,
mm-hmm.
and the tile depresses.
Yep.
And when it depresses, mm-hmm. this entire 10 by 20 area just becomes covered in flame. Just
nice. Okay.
Boom! Okay. As Josh, you take 9.
Okay.
I'll round down for you.
Thank you.
As you suddenly, now you got the stench of hag's hair and stuff, and it's it's just not pleasant.
Just woof! I turn around. I got it.
he's just sizzled.
I'll see if I can disarm the first tiles to not depress. Or whatever this trap disarming would entail.
You're not really sure how to do that.
Whatever you do.
Like, the tiles depress, but as you're kind of looking in there and looking in between the grout and the mechanisms or something, you'd be like, oh, I'll jam them up or I'll do something. Mm-hmm. So
there's no way you disarm the trap.
That you can tell. No.
Does it rearm?
I depress a tile.
Would you like to make me another dexterity yep. saving throw, Josh?
You are inspired.
Well, I'll see if I need it.
So it's better.
I don't need it.
14 damage, Josh, when I halved it.
So, despite me being the suggestion, yes, Nolan will heal up. Why did you press it again?
Hang on. Let me heal you.
At this point, your rope's pretty much useless. Yeah. The hag's head might be laying where it's at this point, although it's significantly less hag's head.
Is it cold damage?
No, fire.
Oh, fire.
It's a first level spell.
Mm-hmm. You can cast it as a higher level. So if you use a second level spell slot, it's 2d8.
But how many first levels?
You're 100% sure now that you can't see how to... Now that you've played with it a little bit, you're like, this is clearly a magical trap.
I don't know how many.
Okay. So there's no way.
So we are marking off, so I get 3 first.
Let's see. So we need to get across without pressing on the floor.
Can I get 1 second?
I just think we abandon ship.
Probably.
If any of you guys come up here, it will just kill you. We've already passed 2 traps that dealt damage. This is only the third one. There's another level, and it's already dealt
damage. I have an idea.
Then you go first.
Well, no. Well, first I'm going to heal you.
Yep.
But after I heal you, you should try to depress the same tile again. But, like, what if it's, like, every tile does it, but maybe you've given us, like, a path we
can just get through? It'll light up like, you figured out the trap!
It only depresses once.
Yeah. Well, first of all, Grady didn't ask which tile I depressed.
Oh.
So that excludes any reused tile.
The Crocodile Lord admires your bravery. Yeah. Pass.
I have your charred balls.
I have a grappling hook.
I will.
Sweet. Get up here and climb.
I will,
Now that I think about it, it would sort of drag me across the floor.
Is there an insight in D&D or am I pulled from another system? Josh, insight roll?
Heal 13 points, Josh.
Thanks, bro.
I used 2 first level spells.
I'm so sorry about your 3 first level spells.
Maybe you should come here and start pushing the triggers.
So use 2 inspirations.
10. I'll blow an inspiration on this. 12.
It really doesn't, I mean, yeah, maybe there's a path through it, but there's something about this that just doesn't click with you. It doesn't.
Or it does.
It's been clicking.
Yeah, fair enough.
Everything's clicking.
It just doesn't make sense. 12 is probably not a good enough insight to figure it out. Yep.
All right, there's something going on. I still don't understand the magic behind all these traps, and I can't stop this one from burning us alive.
Well, all right, so if we don't have the solution right now, what could we get that would be a solution?
Flight.
Flight. Flight is a good one.
There was that chicken back there.
Let's just... It'll cook them. It's just the chicken in the hole.
I just ride in on this baby ostrich and takes flight.
With 30 of his family behind you. And we just eat like kings on our deathbed. Or should I say, I eat like kings around my dead friends and chickens.
You guys are the smart D&D players. You figure it out.
Mm-hmm. All right. Are Arcana friends any...
Yeah, get up here with magic. See if you can work.
Where is the fire coming from?
It seems to be coming like...
How many times
from both sides?
How many times can you use Mage Hand?
Infinitely.
I tried to do that.
A hag's head was heavy enough to press a switch. We have a golem who probably stands at least 7 feet tall. Sit on his shoulders so that you can see the floor and press every tile from a safe distance, starting with the first one.
Well, it is an actual hand, so I can't keep them all down at once.
Yeah, we don't need to. We need to see if every tile triggers the trap.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So by process of elimination, we'll see if there's a safe way, because we're too dumb. I'm the smartest person in this goddamn group.
Well, thanks for the idea. All right, so I'll climb up and sit on the shoulders of the shield guardian, but back away from
the actual... Yeah, you're on the ledge.
No, back away from the ledge. So I'm on the floor below, but on top of the guardian.
It's a shield guardian, so it's got to be at least...
Like seven or eight feet tall.
Even if it's only 6 feet tall. You sitting on his shoulders makes you 9 feet tall.
Yeah, so I can see, and I'll just, from a safe distance, start pushing tiles with Mage Hand.
Yep. Which tiles would you like to push?
I'll just go down the line and keep track of which ones tiles, do or don't.
Yeah.
These 16 right here, and we're on this side, so you start with this one.
Well, I mean, they're laid out on smaller than it's 4x4, so it's
okay.
Yeah. So you're good.
Yeah, whatever it takes.
We'll so you're gonna start. So you're going in a row.
Yep. We'll just do bottom. Yeah, bottom left, right here. We're on this.
Okay.
Click.
You've sunk my battleship.
Fire.
Next.
Fire. Fire. Nothing happens. Nothing happens.
We're going down that same.
Yeah, we'll say when you hit that one, it fire, 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 fire. Good.
No fire.
No fire.
Okay.
Fire, 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 fire. You're good.
And then this is the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're at the wall at that point.
All right.
Well, there are four safe tiles.
Okay. Now that we've done that and all the tiles have reset, I ask him to hit this one again.
Okay, I'll hit it again.
Click.
And I ask him to hit this one again.
Click. Click. Click.
Okay.
So they seem safe.
All right. Now,
it's just prime
in order to test my hypothesis, we need someone else to hit that first tile. I am going to test the first tile.
You have evasion.
Which first tile?
The bottom.
Okay, you're going to stand on it?
Next level.
You're
going to walk up, put your hand on
it? I'll do the same thing I did to test all the tiles before.
Yep, you're fine.
Okay. So now we just got to get past this
guy. Yeah.
So
your long jump.
Well, this is 10 feet wide.
Standing
jump.
Yeah,
yeah. So those squares are not... It's a step to it. Okay. This is very much Jehovah Begins with an Eye moment. You can easily hopscotch your way over. Yep. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep.
Okay, now is this a safe spot?
You're now standing at the base of a wall.
Okay. All right.
So is there something terrible up the next wall?
Almost certainly.
Want to check?
I'm too short.
All right. I'll climb up and do the same.
I'm 5'4".
I'll do the same hopscotch.
I'm going to reach up to the wall, Grady, and I'm going to pull myself up to see if I can see anything terrible. I'm just going to get hit in the face.
As you pull yourself up...
Yeah.
You get hit in the face.
Yes, right in the kisser. Knocking me clean back into the fire pit.
An iron golem just kicks you in the face.
Stink. Mugwe just grunting.
The description of this place, like literally it's like two paragraphs,
okay.
And it's not enough explanation, so let me make sure I'm breaking this down, because it is
odd. We'll err on the side of easier, because we were only past two traps and nearly dead.
You guys are experts, right?
Yeah. The universe has yet to prove to me that I am not immortal.
That's true.
Has everyone done their athletics checks?
Yeah, I'm going to kind of make it up as I go along. I'm not 100% sure on this description. I've read it like 17 times.
Are we just supposed to give up and leave the temple?
No. You're fine. You're fine. No, what you see is... Okay, we're going off script just a little bit. Yeah. Josh, when you pull yourself up, you see it's another ledge, right? Yeah. And this time, you've come way down. The ceiling here is only like 9 feet, so you cannot quite, a 6 foot tall person couldn't quite reach it. Mm-hmm. But what you do see is a door. Mm-hmm. And on that door is no handle or latch. You see a 4x4 grid.
Okay.
And make an intelligence roll.
How about insight?
I also have investigation.
Some sort of
two.
One of the little squares is glowing softly.
Okay, which one?
Is it the one that I'm standing on?
No, this is the door.
Right, I know. Door is also a 4x4 grid, right?
Yes.
So is this a 4x4 then?
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought there were 16 tiles.
Yeah. Right.
So 16 is 4x4.
Oh, I see. Well, okay, I got you.
Yeah. So you see a 4x4 grid, yeah. And one of the tiles, I guess, in the 4x4 grid on the door is glowing.
Okay.
So he's, like, pulled himself up here. I'm standing here.
Okay.
Which tile is it that's glowing?
Well, that was kind of what the insight was for, to see if you would notice the orientation.
No.
But yes, it wouldn't take much to deduce that it was the last tile you stepped on.
So the door shows that.
Yes. And the angle, which would have been impossible to see for an average-sized person standing on that ledge.
If, I'll move to this one to sort of just be right behind him in that square.
Yeah.
Anything change?
As far as the door, no.
I'll go over here and then hop back here.
As he's moving around, nothing on the door, nothing on the sequence changes. It's just that same little one, just faintly glowing. As Bork sits there and stares at it, you realize that the one that's glowing is oriented to the one that you were last standing on.
Yeah.
But there is no way, again, that someone who was 6-7 feet tall would have been able to see that door.
Right. Okay. All right.
All right, well, I'll jump back over here and stand up and say, try pushing the glowing one.
You want me to strut across? Is it like the door down a hallway?
You see that it opens to another room.
Oh, so the door is right up.
Yeah. Like, you pull yourself up, you got a little bit of space, and there's the door, and the door is already open.
Oh, the door's open?
Yeah.
Okay. Guys, the door's open.
All right.
Wait, so the door with that glowing thing is open?
Yes.
Oh, so we may have already solved it accidentally.
Yeah.
I see.
Through my brilliant investigative ability, I've opened the next trap already.
Yes, well, that's the reason you do the traps.
No.
Insight check, Dave. Okay.
Yeah, we 4. Are so good at this.
Everybody pulling themselves up, hopscotching across.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do with the gold?
He can hopscotch. He's got longer legs than we do.
Right. I don't know if you can direct the golem to step on specific squares.
He could say stand here, stand there, jump to there, stand there.
I don't have to jump. It's only 2 feet.
Yeah.
He can follow instructions.
Fodge, where are you standing when you give him said instructions?
I think I would get to the next trap and then let him cross, like, last.
Okay. Okay, sure. We'll say you can get him up there. That's not a problem. And you see a door open.
We have conquered. We've got nothing in return yet, but we have conquered.
What else can we do with this
golem? We have entered the dungeon, haven't fought anything, and one of us was at least half dead.
Brilliant.
You're healed.
Only one of us.
Mm.
Kinda. Do you need another one?
I could use one.
God.
Sorry, you played with heals.
6. You can have 6 more hit points.
Okay, that's better.
Could have just rested. I'll get a long rest to get all my spells back.
Oh, I'm so sorry about you.
Let's set up camp here on this ledge.
Yeah.
Here, we'll let you go first next time.
Oh, no, I've used all my healing. I can't.
No, you still have second level spells.
Oh. 1 second level spell.
Okay.
You go first. Next time.
Are you looking at who's looking in the door? There's not enough ledge room.
We're
here.
We're all
everybody.
Up there.
Okay,
now.
So everybody. Okay.
Yeah.
The next room is another sort of 10 by 10. Okay. This time there are,
like 10 foot by 10 foot or 10 squares.
No. It's like a.
Just
it's
a closet.
Yeah. Cool. And again, the ceiling is low here.
So the ceiling is going to fall on us.
You see another door to the back. Mm-hmm. And it's got another pattern on it.
Okay. What does this one look like?
You actually see, again, I'm going to go off script a little bit here.
Yeah.
We'll say it's a, just to make it simple, I'm going to make it similar to the last one. We'll say it's a 4x4 grid again.
Okay.
Except now on the door, you see two sets of 4x4 grids. And on the door, you see the top grid. So there's a top grid and a bottom grid, right?
Okay, so this is 8 tall and 4 across.
But they're clearly distinctly 4x4.
Right? Yeah.
Okay. Yes. You're seeing a couple glowing in the top row on the top one, and you're seeing a couple different ones glowing in the bottom, or on the top row of the bottom grid. Perception checks?
Nope.
All right. I rolled a 19.
Same.
22. I'm still looking back at the last one, trying to figure out what we did.
4.
23.
Oh, you some bitch.
The ceiling is also tiled.
We gotta get on the ceiling.
Flynn, make me an insight check.
No.
Or don't. That's fine, your choice.
Flynn is walking through the dungeon.
I don't want to be insightful.
17.
You remember that you're in the house of Man and Crocodile.
Get on my back!
Somebody can get on my back.
Okay, so yeah, I have my grid drawn out. Explain to me these glowing tiles so I can mark them.
So say like...
top grid, which two?
We'll say like 1 and 3 are glowing, and then like say 2 and 3 are glowing in the bottom one. Yep, something like that.
Okay, and this is the top, this is the bottom.
Correct.
Okay. And so the floor is gridded?
Correct. The floor is 4x4. The ceiling is also, well...
On this door, the top glowing bit corresponded to the last row. The door we just passed.
The one that was closest to the door was the one that was on the highest up.
Yeah.
So
if the last door was...
I know what you're saying. I think it's the one... No, you saw something glowing on the bottom row, so the one closest to the door was the bottom.
Hope you guys have better imaginations than we do.
And it was, so if this is the one we...
If that's the one you just went through...
Then it's this one here? Or this one here? Is it opposite or the same?
It would have been the...
Right,
no.
So this is the same. So this is how it corresponds here. He said the bottom, so closest...
The bottom left. It would have been the bottom left one.
So it's not... Okay. So it's a mirror instead of an exact copy reversed.
Okay. Never mind.
Flynn, you give me another insight roll with advantage as this is being discussed.
Not like this. It's like this.
Yeah.
A hinge.
Right. It's just folded together. So mirrored instead of reversed.
11.
It...
So I'm going to stand on... what I believe to be the equivalent of the third block on both tiles. See what I'm saying? Because if this is the grid on the door, top, bottom, this is the same. And if this is a mirror of this one, I'm going to assume it's the same for the next floor. So my mirror is going to be, what would be this one?
That would be on the far side of the grid.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So I'd have to get there.
What's your strength score?
I can jump it. I've got athletics.
If you've got an 18, you can do a running jump.
If you're wrong, you're trapped over there on a bad tile.
Mage hand.
There you go.
You mage hand and you press a single tile?
That one single tile he just indicated, yes.
So you're pressing a tile of something that is closer to the next door as
opposed to
something
20 feet away from
us. Okay.
Or something like
that. Was
that
Mowgli?
No,
he's snoring.
I don't think that's right. I don't think that the... So, okay. If this is the glowing one on the old door.
Right. Here's the door.
And it's here.
Right.
So the further back we move it,
the higher
further,
up it's going to be.
Right. And on this diagram, the higher up it is means the further back it is.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So
actually, that would be right in front of us.
Yeah. So I'm going to depress the one that would be right there.
So you're going to depress essentially what is number three on the floor directly in front of you.
Correct. That represents both of these grids, because I don't know which is which.
Fair enough.
I haven't noticed it, but I assume that one of the grids is the ceiling.
Well, yeah, but how do we do something on the ceiling? Do you want to mage hand that corresponding tile?
It's a low ceiling. Once it gets pointed out to me.
How low is the ceiling? Can I reach
it? How low can it go?
Not quite.
But you could get on somebody's back.
I have mage hand.
Like a crocodile?
I'm going to put him on my shoulders.
Okay.
And he's going to press the corresponding tile. While I depress this one.
I'm depressed.
Same. Constitution saving throws from everybody?
Everybody?
Oh, yep.
On save. 21.
I'm good at those.
You want to make this.
17.
Mm-hmm.
What's my constitution?
Low level.
2.
Okay.
15.
21.
Ooh, everybody made it.
How many?
It doesn't say save for half.
What?
Oh, so we made it. So we
You're good. As you reach out, you both touch it. There is a loud boom from the door, and you feel a ripple of sonic wavy energy push into your chest, and you get the sense that you could have very easily been knocked
into the
through
fire.
The door and on the back into the fire.
Gotcha. So,
is anything else
happening? Somebody dropped the base.
Wow. No, nothing happens. You're able to depress both of them.
Does anything change on the door?
Nothing changes on the door.
Was that a good thing or a bad thing?
Fudge insight. You've been sitting here watching this.
What have your text messages shown you?
Playing Pokemon.
Yeah. Have he's got glasses on.
Have the Tinder folks sent like. The boobies?
I'm dating a lady now. We'll update our listeners.
The listeners, be updated.
Sorry, lady. Be aware.
Off the market.
So 14.
Okay. I got a 14.
As you're sitting there thinking about it, you realize that the... So if his premise is correct...
Right.
...about the first door, the only way to have seen the first door would have been to be elevated. But if someone had been elevated... You could have been able to theoretically see the door and what needs to be pressed. You see what I'm saying?
Nope.
Okay.
So we need to be...
We gotta get on somebody's back.
Yeah.
Well, he's already on my back. Yeah. That's how he touched the ceiling.
So what does he see?
What do your wizard eyes see?
I mean, it's only 9 feet, so I mean, you guys are in a room, you know, not unlike this one.
Yeah. So does he see anything?
You see, again, a grid just like everything else.
Yeah.
You can make me a an investigation check.
Well, that's
intelligence investigation.
11.
You don't notice anything in particular?
So in this room, there's no ledge.
You wanna lift me up more?
Yeah, it's just basically a hallway.
No. I was sort of like pat you on the head.
Yes.
Like, what if it's mirrored, like, you said it was mirrored, so the bottom one is mirrored like the other door. The other one is mirrored in the other direction to go up.
So then how do we touch
mirror.
The far tiles and the close tiles at the same time?
Mage hand.
But there are two.
Well, we're still standing on the one tile, right? Because you stepped onto it, the thing happened, and you're still there.
Where's the picture?
Here is my diagram.
I could cast Vicious Mockery.
How would that help?
Fuck you, tiles!
Okay. So in the last...
I'm sure they'll feel really bad about themselves.
This was the closest tile to the door, represented by the floor itself.
Uh-huh.
This is the top group. This is the bottom group. Yeah. This is the same, assuming it's mirrored and
so
not the reverse.
So this one is mirrored downward, so this one would be mirrored upward and would be on the far side.
But then how do we touch that?
Mage hand.
But so there are two of them.
Oh, well, no. Yeah, but we're
if
not
this
touching...
this is a story about a crocodile on a man's back...
I see what you're saying.
Right. So how does one unit, the
absolute unit,
span a 10-foot room to hit two tiles and two underneath it?
I mean, you should keep in, a huge lab.
you gotta keep in mind also that these tiles are not these are not 5-foot square tiles.
Right.
I'm just making sure that that's known.
But these,
but it's still like there to there.
I would like to point out something. Mage hand is not concentration, and it lasts a minute. I could cast it twice and have two mage hands. I could actually cast it as, like, four times and have four mage hands and just hit them all at the same time.
DM.
You also, as King Song is saying that, you also theoretically could push all of them at the same time, too.
Right, but just why do that
when we thought we could? So we think that we have the capability, the tools.
We have the technology.
These tiles.
But if two pairs, so fighters on my back, two.
Just hit these two in front of us, and then I'll hit the two on the ceiling on the far side.
But that's if they're the far side.
If.
And if they're not, well, then we get blocked.
Hunker down.
Anchor, we can use that, the anchors.
Yeah, the climbing kits, perfect.
Holy shit.
Why not?
House of Man and Crocodile.
What? I mean, why the fuck not?
Why would they change the pattern organization on the second door to be the far side for the ceiling?
Because it's mirrored. So if it's this one is mirrored
Flynn,
this way,
insight check?
This one would be mirrored this
so
way.
Please roll well so I can give you the answer. Aha! 17.
You realize that there are a total of 4 glowing points.
Mm-hmm.
Not 2.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what we've got.
The guys pressed 2 glowing points.
Yeah, so we need to press all
4 at once.
That's what I was trying to say. Fodra gets on my back, we press 2, you press 2. Like, 4 total.
If these two reach up,
this is the ceiling.
Yeah, if you guys...
So just reach up, press these two, and I'll just put my foot on this one.
Right.
All right, so reach up and press them.
Okay, so I cast Mage Hand twice, and press the opposite two.
Don't press the far side. Press the close ones. What? I really think we should press the close ones first.
All right, okay.
And okay. At this point, are we anchored?
Well, no.
I'm going to actually lay down on the ledge.
I think we can
and
do
look
it
up.
You guys being up here.
Yeah, sure.
So, because you're like 1 foot on each, and he's 2 hands. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that you put 1 foot on each one of the glowing things,
and then he puts the two,
and you reach up with both hands, and
also the shield guardian reaches up and put a hand behind me.
That's not a bad idea.
There you go. I like that idea.
So as Stonebold goes bing bang, and you go bing bang, you see that 4 more lights are now illustrated on the second row.
4 more
on the second row.
Right.
Okay, which 4?
We
just do 1 through 4 on each. So first.
Right. So we'll say 1 and 3 and 1 and 2.
Okay. And so we step forward and do the same thing.
Yep.
Okay.
And then we'll do 2 and 3 and 2 and 4.
Same thing.
Yep. And then...
Don't worry, Arya.
1 and 3 and 2 and 4.
And same thing.
So these guys proceed across... You've got him slung on your back. You're sort of ba-ding, ba-ding, you know, tapping them at the same time. Ba-ding, 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 ba-ding. And when you make it all the way across, there's a little click, and that door swings open.
Tomb of Annihilation has been brought to you by our patrons. Find out more about supporting the podcast at patreon.com/rancors_brothel. Join the nerd conversation on Facebook by liking our page and joining our group. Don't forget to check us out on Twitter at rancors_brothel for the latest updates. All podcast episodes are available at rancorsbrothel.com and via our RSS feed. The title track for this campaign, Necromancy, provided courtesy of Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Listen to more great music at sleepfortheweary.com. Much love, listeners.